You're listening to Chris B. Let your worries go and enjoy the music.
Prompted by the recent Valentine's Day, here's something lovey-dovey from me, Chris B, to my wife, Kathy. Something that you might not expect me to play. These are Summer Camp and Fresh. First love is the best love.
I swear when I was young, summers were full and fresh and long. Watching the movies with any and thing, dreaming of dances, bad memories don't think. I always said you were a different class, blue eyes and a messed up past. For every single promise I reneged, every stupid word I wish I hadn't said. First love is the best love, first love is the dream. First love is a fairy tale, held tight between you and me. Do you remember the first time?
Do you
remember the first time?
Do you?
Cherish the past, you told me to keep what we had said.
Possible, isn't it, eh? I will try to forget about you, cherish the past. First love is the dream, first love is a fairy tale. Do you remember the first time? Me, the old romantic Chris B. Chris Bent, fueled only by and influenced this week, I suspect, by Gaston Devoe Shiraz from the Pays d'Oc in France.
Chris B.
Is a really good one for love. The Monkees and You Just May Be the One. Michael Nesmith was the composer here. All men must have someone who will never take advantage of a love bright as the sun. Someone to understand them, and you just may be the one. Take a listen to this Monkees track, which you could well have dismissed in the 60s, but think about it now.
All men must have someone who would never take advantage of the love bright as the sun. Someone to understand them. And you just may be the one. All men must have someone.
granted all the pleasures and the fun. Someone to stand beside them, and you just may be the one. Just may be the one. Someone to understand them, and you just may be the one.
Yes, someone to stand beside them, and you just may be the one. Michael Nesmith and the Monkees there. I had a conversation over the internet with someone very recently about me and Kathy, who've been together since 1970, and it is like a fairy tale because we are still together, but we've had three children and still no grandchildren. So I suppose the fairy tale hasn't come to fruition yet. I guess we may be left grandchildrenless. This is The Herd. It's one of their B-sides. It's called Our Fairy Tale. On the Fontana record label, The Herd.
Can you imagine our love at all? But for real, not pretend. It'll work out like a fairy tale. You'll love me in the end. I'll feel good again, I'll start to live again.
I will smile again, I'll never cry again.
I'll go to work again, even go to church again.
In a fairy tale.
You will be happy with me
in a fairy tale.
You will be happy with me
in a fairy tale.
You will be happy with me. Of the times that I want so much will be there, and it's true. I will be feeling your gentle touch. You'll love me, I love you.
Don't you understand?
I'll feel good again, I'll start to live again.
I will smile again, I'll never cry again.
I'll go to work again, even go to church again.
In a fairy tale.
You will be happy with me in Our Fairy Tale. Yes, it's a normal show from me, Chris B. You're thinking that is the B side, Our Fairy Tale. So what was on the A side?
Tony, you can help yourself, so try not to mislead her. You've done many foolish things, but deep inside you need her.
believe me, just open your mind. My tangled emotions, I need to unwind. Cause baby, though you know I'd never leave you, never wanted to deceive you, although I do. But I don't want our loving to die, and I'm so tired of living. To go astray, but I don't want our loving to die, and I'm so tired of living a lie. Though I know I've been weak, I can try. Yeah, I'll try.
Only you can help yourself, so try not to mislead her. You've done many foolish things, but deep inside you need.
Many singles I rescued from the bargain bins of a little shop in Peterborough called Campkins Records. Oh, I'm pretty certain that was from 68. Yeah, 68. Peter Frampton on the cover of, I'm pretty certain it was Disc and Music Echo. He had an orange in his hand and a bright green jacket, and he was declared to be the face of 68. Something else I rescued from those bargain bins was this one.
I'm feeling
heard it a million times before. That's Shocking Blue and Venus from a 13 CD box set. Mariska Veers on vocals, of course. Here she is from their album called At Home. This tune was recorded by Nirvana for their first single, if my memory serves me well. This is called Love Buzz. Yes, can you feel my love buzz?
Would you believe me when I tell you you're the king of my dreams? Please don't deceive me when I hurt you. It just ain't the way you. Train, I would travel like to die. Darling, oh, when I don't see you, so spread your wings and fly. Can't you hear my love buzz? Can't you hear my love buzz? Can't you hear my
RadioSeagull.com.
Buzz from Nirvana, preceded by the original version as recorded by The Shocking Blue, and now the original Nirvana with their almost hit but not quite.
How soft and beautiful your skin could be if you gave it the once-over, all-over, every day with Thompson's Tiger Tongue Toiletry Paper. Are you the woman you want to be? Start today. Correct nature's ugly mistakes. Simply smooth away your cares and wrinkles with Thompson's Tiger Tongue Toiletry Paper. It's tough at the top, but it's smooth on the bottom.
She lives up on a mountain overlooking Salt Kitty Reef. I see her every morning walking dog across the bridge. Her daddy's got a shotgun and a wet thumb keen eye. Protecting, loving, neglecting, sweet Lorraine. Listen,
sweet Lorraine, I'll never be the same.
She changed my life the day she came to town.
The day that Lorraine came down.
I'm feeling at the filling station, feeling down blue. She is out of reach and nothing I can do. Mama always said she was amazing, her entertainment man. Can't give up, I got to see Lorraine again. Everybody,
sweet Lorraine, I'll never be the same.
She changed my life the day she came to town. Shaking like a jittery, wet-nosed K.O. Tonight I plan to climb way up and get him out the door. Even if I have to duck the daddy shotgun blast, I'm gonna bring her down to make Lorraine mine at last.
Sweet Lorraine, I'll never be the same.
Came down with the high-heeled shoes. 1968, I was but 13 then, and clearly highly impressionable because I hadn't cared much for PJ Proby until, and he was more of a girl's man, I think, with splitting his trousers on stage. That one captured my imagination. I turned the single over, and it was a 7:22 epic, which I later learned was PJ Proby and Steve Rowland with all the members of Led Zeppelin. They were his backing band at the time. So let us give a listen to Mary, M-E-R-Y, Mary Hopkins with two P's, Never Had Days Like These. I'm going to play the entire unexpurgated version. Stand By for Action on the Liberty record label. Another one of those singles I brought from that little tumble-down shop in Long Causeway, Peterborough. I'd probably gone there on my RSW 16. That's a green bicycle with small white wheels, which meant I had to cycle twice as many revolutions as anybody else on a normal bike. The singles were, when they'd been ex-chart or not sold, 2 shillings and 6 pence each, or 10 for a pound. I wisely spent a pound.
Ah, you sweet thing, you ease on in there.
Yes, sir, that's music to satisfy your soul, wouldn't you say, Jim?
Well, I'd say that. Yes, sir, I certainly would. You know, you sound like Max Mayer playing Jethro.
Well, it, maybe it's because I went out for the part, but I was a bit too small, you see?
Yeah.
Bit too small at 6'2".
Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, B.J. Broby himself.
How do you do? Listen, just play a little game. I got an idea.
What you got on idea on?
You know that thing that there's a record out a while back? I forget the name of it, but anyway, the band here's cooking pretty good. So let's call in the different instruments. What do you think? Let's hear how each one plays.
All right.
Which one you want to call in first?
Well, let's grab on a little bit of thunder from that
little bass player there, Mr. JPJ.
Let's hear a little bass.
I'll play it, son.
Ah, that's fine.
Say, you know, I always did like a good old drummer man because he laid down a solid foundation. What you say we let that fat man in the corner lay down a few?
Okay, you ball-headed son of a gun, lay it down for him.
Hey, good on you, baby, good on you.
Hey, man, that guitar player over there in the corner is looking kind of cool.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Jimmy, let it all hang out, baby, let's hear a few.
Yeah, especially your hair.
I don't think he's quite ready for us, Stephen.
I don't think so, James.
I think he's coming in pretty soon, though.
I think he is.
Right now!
Oh, lay it on me, baby.
Suck it to me.
Hey, Jim. There's a little old cat over there named Morgan. He's standing in the corner. He's got a pair of them bongo drums. He's trying to sneak through. Let's let him sneak in a bit. What do you say?
I don't mind if you don't.
I don't mind.
Oh, they say the hawk flies on Thursday, or is it Friday? Anyway,
no,
he's flying.
You got it all wrong, son.
That's the eagle that flies.
Eagle flies on Friday.
Well, a hawk just as good. Come on, man, fly a bit.
Hey, you know, Jim, something just occurs to me sitting here. You know, remember the game we used to play back in Hollywood at the Sea Witch? All them people used to come in, they used to say, hey, do you know this song? Do you know that song? Do you know your mother wore such and such?
That was called Hot Seat.
That my mother was nude.
Yeah, she learned from Diana Dorr.
Well, listen. And if you're listening, Diana, if you're listening,
put your hands on the radio if you can't be with us tonight.
And count to ten.
Now listen here, Jim, remember that game?
Well, anyway, why don't we try to figure out just how many songs we can sing to this old riff that's going down? What do you say?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I don't know whether it's too much.
Give it a think.
Let's hear it. Let me think here.
It goes something like...
I say, oh, Bill, rolling piano this morning.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, Bill, rolling piano this morning.
Daddy.
Hey, baby, that's pretty good. Coming out the top.
You don't give your mama what you want this morning.
Yeah.
You don't give your mama what you want this morning. you gotta sum it up. Listen, I think we ought to let that band kind of blow their minds a bit. Let's kind of ease on out the door.
Hey, listen. Did it blow my mind?
Yeah. Like stone, baby. I don't know.
Look like a stone? Well, that's a general impression of me in England anyway, so I think it's just you.
That's okay. I mean, if you're on stone, what's the difference, baby? What's, listen.
I got something for you.
Remember this? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Jericho.
No, no.
Jericho Brown.
The Jers.
Hey, he's coming back to
London.
He called me on the weekend.
Fantastic. I got married when he was going to Hollywood. I just missed it. Isn't that great? He won't be able to hit me up for 10 to 5 to 10 to 15 years.
Hey, you know, man, that cat brings that down. Who knows who he would say? Johnny Rivers.
Johnny, I hate England Rivers. I'll never go to England.
Never
coming back to England again. They make me sing live. Ruins my whole show.
Did you hear PJ Proby owning up there? He'll never go back to England again. They make him play live. Ruins his whole act. Some tracks you'd think would have been hits when you hear them. This one wasn't. This one I've played many times on Radio Seagull. I'll dedicate this to our radio ship, the Jenny Bainton. This is called Jenny Artichoke. The Kaleidoscope, it sounds so damn commercial.
Jenny Artichoke lived in a boat down by the sea with her baby, and she didn't know much about anything, but she was oh so nice to me. Jenny Artichoke lived in a boat dressed like a queen. You should have seen. She didn't care much about anyone, but she was oh so nice to me. Jenny, driving up a black boat. Jenny, looking through a porthole. Jenny, with barrel fire. How could anyone ever pass by her? Jenny Artichoke lived in a boat, held bonds above. She was in love, and I didn't give a care about anything, but she was oh so nice to me. Jenny.
They're so versatile, they're so stylish. You'll look great in the new Radio Seagull t-shirt, available in medium, large, extra large and extra extra large, featuring the station logo. We ship to the UK and throughout the EU zone of Europe. Shop securely online from our merchandise section at radioseagull.com, where orders are dispatched quickly. So get your Radio Seagull t-shirt without delay.
Let's head toward the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Here it comes.
Radio Seagull.
You're listening to Chris B. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Sie hören Chris B., aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Songs.
Turns your blood from red to gray.
The Move Blackberry Way. That was the one that Roy did in recent years with the extra strings on it, just in case you thought it sounded better than you'd ever remembered it for, no matter what drugs you were taking at the time. And then Night of Fear. And talking of drugs, I can hear the grass grow. A lot of people who believe that the 60s were the best time to be alive and the best time for music. And who am I? Chris B. Chris Bent, formerly of the Dogsthorpe Estate. Yes, you heard right. Dogsthorpe. What a wonderful name to conjure. If I was Kendall, I'd say, by Joe, what a beautiful day it is for going down to the Dogsthorpe Estate and standing at the phone box opposite Beechwood Close, waiting for your girlfriend to give you a call. And my mind has wandered slightly there. That was The Move, and I can hear the grass grow. I guess if you can hear the grass grow, we can move forward to 2000 and Duran Duran, Hallucinating Elvis.
Lying Chris B. Radio Seagull.